We are happy you're with us here on VOA Asia. President Donald Trump included the possibility of peace in Afghanistan during his State of the Union speech Tuesday night.
In Afghanistan, my administration is holding constructive talks with a number of Afghan groups, including the Taliban. As we make progress in these negotiations, we will be able to reduce our troops' presence and focus on counterterrorism, and we will indeed focus on counterterrorism.
But that possibility has drawn doubt among quite a few experts. I asked Benjamin Hopkins, Director of Asian Studies at George Washington University in Washington, about his reservations.
I think there's long been a need to engage in peace negotiations. I think the problem with the current administration approach is that I don't see the fundamental calculus of the Taliban as a potential peace partner changing in terms of what they want. It seems like the only party that's changed their attitude is the United States under the Trump administration, and the real change has just been a desire to get out.
Are you saying that you just don't trust the Taliban?
I don't think the Taliban's interests have changed, I guess is how I would characterize it. I don't think their public statements or their public interest in terms of what they are seeking, which is essentially a withdrawal of American troops, has changed. I think if there's been a shift in the party's positions, it's been the American willingness under the Trump administration to withdraw from Afghanistan.
How much do you think Donald Trump, the president of the United States, wants those troops out as opposed to what might happen if they do go?
I have not seen any public statements from the administration indicating that there has been a serious discussion of what happens afterwards in terms of if the United States were to withdraw its forces from Afghanistan, what that would mean, number one, for the Afghan government, but number two, for American interest in the region. Now, those conversations could be taking place privately behind the scenes, but there's not been a whole lot of movement in terms of administration policy in this region that would give me a lot of confidence in those conversations happening.
If U.S. troops did withdraw, even a partial withdrawal, how do you paint, what kind of picture do you paint for Afghanistan?
Well, the security of the Afghan government, the security and viability of the Afghan government, as presently constituted, is dependent on the continuation of an American troop deployment in the country. I think almost every observer and commentator would recognize that. And I think most importantly, the Taliban recognizes that. If the United States were to withdraw completely, I think that would put significant question marks over the viability of the Afghan government.
What about the refusal of the Taliban so far in any of these so-called peace talks to talk with the current Afghanistan government?
I think this is a big problem, and it also shows where they believe, quite correctly, the power militarily in the current situation to lie, namely with the United States. And I think the Taliban has always believed and continues to believe that only with the United States out of the way can they militarily defeat the Afghan government. As long as American troops are in the country, they cannot win an armed conflict. But getting the United States out of the way, out of the country, would open up that possibility, especially with regard to a pretty weak Afghan government.
That's just a continuation, then, of what's happened in Afghanistan for centuries, right?
No, I wouldn't say for centuries. It's definitely a continuation of what's happened over the past 18 years. I mean, part of the problem that the Trump administration has both inherited but doubled down on is a lack of clear objective for the United States. There has not been one enunciated since shortly after the fall of the Taliban in 2001. Neither the Bush administration, nor the Obama administration, nor now the Trump administration has clearly articulated a war aim and purpose in Afghanistan. And it's very hard to declare objectives met and thus victory won when you don't have a clear, publicly acknowledged aim that you're fighting for.
Benjamin Hopkins, Director of Asian Studies at George Washington University here in Washington.